Let us pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. A somewhat personal question for you. Are you one of those people who have to be right all the time? Even to the point of displaying what others would call a know-it-all attitude. Or maybe you're the kind of person who gets annoyed when someone demonstrates the know-it-all attitude. Perhaps the reality here is we're in the middle of the two ends of it. We do both, depending on circumstances. Of course, you'll agree with me that the know-it-all attitude is a delusion among us worldwide. Nobody really knows it all. No matter how much experience they've gained, how many degrees they have, how high their IQ might be. And yet, it is the kind of mentality that we find ourselves gravitating toward because we don't like to be wrong. Doesn't it hurt our pride and make us feel inferior, uncomfortable? Well, that inferior, uncomfortable position of being people in the wrong is exactly where you and I need to be in our dealings with God, or shall we say, His dealings with us as sinners in His eyes, in His court. This position is laid out for us in Romans 3, verse 4. Let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. Let God be true, and every person a liar. That all-encompassing truth covers any situation in which God is on one side of the issue and the human viewpoint of an individual or a group of people or even a society is on the other side. For example, and you know this well, God has claimed in the Bible that using His almighty power, He created the world and everything in it in six natural days. Now we know the other side. Charles Darwin, plus many, many others, in the form of a theory, have stated that the world basically put itself together without any miracles over the course of billions of years. It sounds like a real standoff. Creation, evolution. But we don't have to engage in creation science arguments to get to the bottom of it. Which is the truth? Which is the lie? Let God, through Paul, settle it when he says, let God be true and every man a liar, including the scientist. Surely Charles Darwin was quite wrong. Now, that example of creation evolution, however, is not what Paul's referring to in Romans 3. The context of the verse I read involves people, many of them, being unfaithful to God, while God has been constantly faithful to them. This text also includes an Old Testament passage from Psalm 51, what King David finally said after the confrontation of Nathan the prophet. Once he came around, admitted his guilt of adultery, murder, deception, once he freely acknowledged that he was wrong and God was right, he said, against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. What about us today? Can you plug yourself in and relate to the Charles Darwin example? I hope not. since you are already on God's side when it comes to the origin of all things. What about the King David example? That's a different story, isn't it? Have you committed adultery or murder? Don't answer that too quickly. Have you given into lust or hatred, the things that God...